Dr. Jack Kevorkian, the pathologist who assisted in suicides, died yesterday. NPR's Don Gagne opens his reporter's notebook.
I first became aware of Jack Kevorkian many, many months before he helped his first person die. He lived in Royal Oak, Michigan. I lived in Royal Oak, Michigan. He was kind of the neighborhood eccentric. You'd see him at the grocery store. Except we knew he had this invention, something he called a suicide machine. And it was kind of this erector set contraption with a metal rack and a broomstick top and bags of liquid and tubes all over the place. And over on one side, a push button hooked to a little electric motor and a battery. And that's the button you would push to start the fluids flowing. We never thought he'd use it. Then one day, he did. This is a videotape that he made where he's giving instructions to the woman who would become the first person he helped die.
Now, Janet, you know, you're asking me to do. Mm-hmm. You realize that?
Yes.
Okay. You want help from me?
I do.
You realize that I can make arrangements for everything, and you have to do it. That you have to push the button.
I understand.
That's Dr. Kevorkian talking to 54-year-old Janet Adkins. She would become his first. She'd been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Much of Jack Kevorkian's public life took place in courtrooms because he was on trial a lot. Eventually ended up going to jail. He was always defiant. He often clashed with prosecutors, as he does here.
Laws like that have been passed throughout history, the Dark Ages.
And you just view once again that this is another one of the Dark Ages laws, correct?
Oh, absolutely. It will be so seen in 10 years. I look at the law like it will be seen in 10 years.
So now that he's gone, there's a story that sums him up best for me. It goes back to that very first time I met him, the morning after the first suicide. I told him that everybody I had talked to since I'd heard, I'd asked about it, and that I was hearing a couple of things. A lot of people were appalled. A lot of people supported him. But I said, even some of those people who support you think you're kind of a Dr. Frankenstein character. He looked at me, and he leaned in very close, 6 inches away, in this dark apartment, and said, "Have you read Mary Shelley's Frankenstein?" I nodded that I had. After a pause, he said, "Then you know Frankenstein wasn't the monster. Society was the monster." I got a little chill. But that moment sums up his intellect, his defiance, and his theatricality. I'm Don Gagne.
This is NPR News.